Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Jennifer Phillips is in the studio with us. We were talking earlier. I don't think we ever met before, did we?
No, I don't think we have officially.
She's the daughter of Wally Phillips. For people who have listened to the station for years, that name is synonymous with the name of Chicago. For maybe people who have moved in, Wally Phillips is... Wow, where do you even start? Wally Phillips is an icon in the radio business. He is the man that redefined, or probably invented, talk radio. He was the man that first started to put people's voice on the radio through their telephone, and thus converse back and forth. I always refer to this as the house that Wally built, and I'm not far off. He's an icon, and the city's going to be honoring your father.
Yes, it is. Actually, next Thursday, the northeast corner of Rush and Delaware Street is going to be officially named Wally Phillips Way, so we are so excited.
How's he taking all this?
Oh, he's just thrilled. He was shocked, and he's just so honored. The city means so much to him, and he's always been a huge fan of the city and the people in it. He says this is the most wonderful place on earth, so he's just so thrilled.
Yeah. Now, isn't that close, that selection of that spot? Why that spot?
That spot has very sentimental value to my father. He actually lived over at Delaware Towers very early on in his career, and he met my mother, his wife Barbara, there
right
as well.
There,
so it's a very nice, it's a wonderful area for him. It means a lot to him.
And who's behind all this?
Actually, I'm behind all
that
this.
That a girl! See, I wanted you to see it.
With, of course, some wonderful help from Alderman Ed Burke and Alderman Burton Ataris, who made this happen.
Well,
so
good.
We're just thrilled.
Yeah, that is so cool. That is very cool. It would be called Wally Phillips Way. You'll see the sign when it goes up there. And I'm going to go over there and watch the ceremony, I think, on
Please
Thursday.
Please do.
It'll be very fun. Your dad has been dealing with a health issue, and some people knew about it, some people did not, and I thought maybe you can explain to all of his listeners what's going on.
Actually, my father was diagnosed with Alzheimer's in 2002, and so he's been grappling with that. He's right now in the early to moderate stages of the disease, and he's still very much Wally. He's still cracking jokes, but however, sometimes we're filling in the punchlines, so we're helping him with that, and we're all supporting him.
It would not be Wally if he wasn't cracking jokes.
Exactly.
We were just talking off the air here a second, and she walked in, and Jennifer, you said, I'm nervous. I'm kind of nervous. Do you realize how many times your dad said to somebody sitting in that same spot there, they probably said, I'm nervous, and your dad said, just take it easy. It was the easiest thing in the world to do. I can't even begin to describe to people who are into the business how big of a name, how iconic it was, because at one time, your father had over half of the people listening to a radio in Chicago.
It's incredible.
Listening to him. That's, you don't hear stuff like that.
No, anymore. You really don't. And it's even today when we walk out, when he's in Chicago, we're out to restaurants, people come up and tell him how much his show and how much he means to them, and it just means the world to him.
Yeah, that's got to be pretty cool.
It's great.
Yeah.
When I was little, it got annoying sometimes. I'm trying to eat here, people. But no, it was wonderful.
Yeah.
And it means so much to all of us that people care.
What was Wally the kind of guy that, as a dad, did he bring the job home with him?
He did, because he always had to prepare for the next day's show, but then there was always time for us, so he would divide his time. Of course, we had very early dinners, because he's getting up at 3 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah, tell me about it.
So my friends thought I was a little strange when I said, it's 5 o'clock, it's supper time.
Well, that had to be pretty cool with your, I mean, your dad knew so many movers and shakers, and knows so many movers and shakers, and Hollywood people. You got a couple good backstage tickets, didn't you?
We did. Actually, my father and I crashed the opening of Planet Hollywood in Chicago.
Sure.
Which he did for me, of course, because I heard a rumor that Christian Slater was going
to
be there.
Oh, so he had to do that,
So, dutiful dad that he was.
Yeah, yeah.
We got an entree.
A Hall of Famer. What was that like when he went into the Hall of Fame for him?
Oh, it was incredible. He was just so honored. He loved his career. He just loves being on radio, and it meant so much to him that this honor was paid to him.
I was looking at some facts and figures about your dad. 42 years of service at this radio station.
Correct.
21 years as morning man. and probably one of the legacies that will go on, after we're all gone, is the Neediest Kids Fund, as long as there's a radio station here. And he's got to be very proud of the fact that that was his baby.
It was his baby. Yeah. He built that organization, and he dedicated his heart and soul to it, and raised, I think it was more than $25 million for the organization.
And you know what? I think that's probably a little low.
Probably. That's probably an old number.
I think it is. I mean, I think it's probably closer to 30. I could figure that out for you. But it is a thing that continues. Happens. It goes on every year. I can't tell you how many amount of letters I get that I open up, and they say, "Give our best to Wally," and because of Wally, we're sending in a check as we do every year. And some of those checks are $2,
exactly,
$5. Some of those checks are thousands of dollars.
He was just amazed by the generosity of Chicagoans, because he said the same thing. One woman didn't want to have any recognition, but she donated her fur coat that her husband had given her, and then another family donates as much as they can, and if it's just $2, it means the world. So it's a very important organization.
And all of us who are now in radio, in a way, we have to tip our hat to him, because especially doing this type of radio, he invented it, and we continually refine it or retool it this way or that way, but we wouldn't be doing I wouldn't be doing now if it, what I'm doing if it wasn't for him. So, I mean, I've got
he's a trailblazer.
Yes, I guess so. Yeah, it is so cool. Well, once again, the big honor occurs next Thursday, right there. I need my glasses here. Right at the corner of Delaware and Rush, it'll be called Wally Phillips Way, and the city will honor. Well. One of our favorites here, obviously, and to millions of people throughout the Midwest, not just Chicago. I mean, this is a regional station. This is five different states when the sun is up can hear us. So he will get his due, and I think that's very, very cool.
Well, we're thrilled, and we hope people will come out and wish him well.
Yeah, and it wasn't that bad, was it? You weren't that nervous, were you?
No, I pulled through.
Jennifer, good to meet you finally.
Good to meet you too,
Spike.
Thank you.
And, thank you to Mr. Feeder, too, who's you can read about it. Robert Feeder's column today in the Chicago Sun-Times has some more information about it and some facts and statistics. And I like the way Robert wrote the headline in the paper today, "Way to go, Wally. City honors radio legend." We tip our hat. Say hi and give our love to him.
We will. Thank you. Thank you so much.